2 Kings chapter 18. Peace at any cost, even at the price of war. Like a cold breeze in the heat of summer, Ezekiah arrives in the kingdom of Judah and did the right thing in the eyes of the Lord, like none of his ancestors. But just as it often happens in our lives, the fact that we follow and serve God is not a vaccine that keeps us free from the enemy's attacks. Initially, Ezekiel intended to buy peace with the treasure of the temple. Neither then nor now can we buy peace with money. Yet Christ offers it to us free of any charge through faith in him. Then the enemy unleashed a verbal attack to discourage the people. Like us, Ezekiel had to face the sarcastic mockery, the insults, and even the deception of the enemy who claimed that the Lord had sent him. Just as many TV ads, the enemy promised the earth and the moon. Don't listen to the enemy's lies, especially in the critical moments of your life. Ezekiel told the people not to respond to the voice of the enemy. Silence is often better response because in responding, we are giving credibility to the lie of the enemy. This chapter, like many of our days, ends with a great question mark. It had been said of Ezekiel, Ezekiel trusted and relied confidently on the Lord, the God of Israel. Will Ezekiel give up now? Will you give up? You surely will not.